let's head to the Vision Homelands Newsline now. We're joined by ABC News political analyst Steve Robertson. Steve, President Biden's shift in tone last week when it came to his remarks on the anniversary of January 6th definitely was a different tone than what we've seen out of the president so far. And could this be kind of a change in tone, especially when it comes to the issue of voting rights? We know that's going to be a big topic of discussion over the next few weeks.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And you're going to hear another speech from Biden, I think just as vigorous, just as angry, tomorrow when he speaks in Atlanta, a very resonant place, of course, the home of Martin Luther King, and also the state that elected two Democratic senators, somewhat to the surprise of just about everybody, that gave Democrats control of the Senate a year ago. So I think there are two points here. One is a legislative strategy. Democrats still hope, they don't have a big hope, but they still hope that they can pass two bills that have already passed the House, pending in the Senate, that would strengthen federal oversight of elections. Traditionally in this country, elections have generally been run by local governments, but there is a precedent. You go back to the 1960s, Voting Rights Act, 1965, guaranteed federal supervision of states that had historically discriminated against black voters. And so Democrats are trying to say, look, we've got a crisis here. You've got a lot of states that are passing bills that could potentially significantly restrict people's access to the ballot. And we've got to strengthen federal oversight. Problem is that every Republican is against this. Democrats would have to break the filibuster, have to change the filibuster rules. So far, at least a couple of Democrats are not willing to do that. So part of what Biden's trying to do is increase pressure on those wavering Democrats to get them to support changes in the filibuster rule that would allow them to pass voting rights legislation. But I think the larger point here is political. It's no secret to anybody listening to us that Biden's had a rough year, including a number of Democrats who've kind of lost confidence in Biden, see him as a weak leader. And Biden's trying to recast the political landscape here by saying, look, okay, I didn't have a great year. I mishandled Afghanistan. Inflation's still a problem. Omicron virus is still a problem. But look at the alternative. The alternative is Donald John Trump. The alternative is much worse than me. And he is trying to get Democrats to remember that the real enemy here is not Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or AOC or Joe Manchin. The real enemy is Donald Trump. And his gamble is that if he can set that framework politically, he comes out ahead. That there are more people who loathe Donald Trump than love Donald Trump in this country. It's kind of that simple. And that's what he's trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and when it comes to that, and we obviously see, you know, the Tony mentioned, you know, not having a good string of hits over the past year, in 2021, could this change in tone, could having some things like the voting rights bill moving ahead, could this stronger tone, seeing that things are being done out of the Oval Office, maybe come back and change the tide when it comes to some of those other stalled out pieces of legislation like the Build Back Better Act?
Yeah, look, I think there, as I say, I think there are two points of this. One is a legislative strategy. He's certainly hoping to solidify Democratic support. Everybody knows the numbers. Democrats only have 50 votes in the U.S. Senate. That means if they're going to pass voting rights, if they're going to pass Build Back Better, they need every single Democrat, and they don't have them yet. But what I'm saying is that there's a larger political strategy at work here, that doesn't necessarily connect to any specific piece of legislation. It connects to the larger debate, the larger divisions. If anything, I think Biden is trying to goad Trump into a more visible posture. Over and over again in that speech, he very deliberately used the word that most angers Donald Trump, and that word is loser. I think he wants Donald Trump to be more visible. He wants Donald Trump to be more angry. He wants him to be more of a target. The one thing that unifies Democrats, as splintered as they are over voting rights, as splintered as they are over spending bills, but every single Democrat can agree that they hate Donald Trump, every single one. And that's one of the reasons why Biden won. We've talked about this before. Biden did not win because a whole bunch of Democrats thought he'd be a great president. He won because a whole bunch of Democrats thought Trump would be a horrible president. And that was the unifying source. That was the energizing source. That was the single biggest reason Biden won. And he's trying to remind Democrats, keep your eye on the real issue here, and that is our common, unifying, passionate distaste for Donald Trump.
Right, and if former President Trump speaks out on the illegitimacy, as he sees it, of the election, then those who are running for Congress in this year will have to either say they agree or don't agree, and that also is a very divisive issue among voters. Steve Roberts, I wish we had more time, but thank you for all your insights. Again, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts.